This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
The idea of this shoe sub actually was quite self-reflective for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm in a relationship right now.
Yeah.
I know I party like a single person.
Do you?
I don't really party that much these days. That's a sad truth.
I'm pretty sure any time I've ever asked you to come over to my house on a Saturday night, you said yes. And that's normally an indicator of not so party heavy.
Okay, maybe the facade is a little flawed right now. Yes, the truth is out now. I am nesting. I am nesting. Are you happy? I am nesting.
Okay, good.
So, okay, I am in a relationship right now. We're roughly around the 16-month mark. God help me if I didn't get that right. I'm going to be in big trouble.
16 months and how many days and how many hours?
Who is counting? Should be the question.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. If you're counting, there's something wrong and maybe you do need therapy from Jade. Because she's a relationship guru and she can tell you counting the days like that. It's kind of obsessive and wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not covered in your manual here, though.
No.
Jay did give a couple of relationship advice here for, you know, for me to follow, but also for me to share with you guys here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I said before, you know, for some reason, Jade has this aura about her. People like to go up to her and feel that they can confide in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they see you as this beacon of, I don't know, wholesome relationship. And maybe there's some truth to it because you and your partner, you know, you've both been together for a very long time now, a couple of years. You know, you've done the long distance separation thing when you're both at separate ends of the earth, made it work. So kudos to you both. And also you both have somehow survived crazy work schedules,
mm-hmm.
which I'm yet to figure out for myself because okay. I'm a very busy person as well. I think you know what it's like, Jade.
Yeah.
You know, there's studies you have to balance and there's work and then there's radio and then
yeah.
this and that on the weekend and ugh.
And then there's all, you know, this demand to like have, you know, a social life that isn't always, you know.
This demand of having a social life is
yeah.
what often makes me feel so bad because I feel like I can't juggle it all yeah. and see my man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, a couple of tips here on how Jade reckons you can make it work if you're in a relationship too.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, very important to establish a bond.
Mm-hmm.
Like, duh. Be a good listener. Be a good listener is a very important tip.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, that goes across the board with friendships as well.
Okay.
You know, if you want to make meaningful friendships, be a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one of the things that really interests me about what you told me, Jade, is have an interest even when you don't normally have an interest in the subject.
Yes. Well, see, I got my girlfriend to send in some stuff that she thought that I did well.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And she mentioned, I wrote it down there, Dave, for you, but she mentions that, like she's a teacher. So she talks about teaching stuff all the time. And I know nothing about teaching and I've got very little interest in teaching, but, she said, you know, yeah, you listen to me.
And that makes her feel important. That
yeah.
makes her feel validated,
yeah.
appreciated as a person, all these other things, right?
And I appreciate when she listens to my X-Files rants.
Yeah, so it's got to be a mutual thing. So be a good listener. And surprisingly enough, I have put this to practice.
Yeah.
You were not believe the lengths I have gone to be a good active listener, Jade.
Yeah.
I am telling you, my boyfriend is a politics student.
Yeah.
He loves politics and he can talk about elections and foreign policy all night long.
He's the reason we did 1942 for flashback.
Yes, you can blame him. And let me just say, all night long, he can talk about politics.
Yeah.
I'd be so tired. I have assignments up to my neck. I've been editing all day. I just need a break. It is approximately 1 a.m. in the Lim bedroom. We're in quite an intimate position under the covers. Lights are dimmed. Kind of romantic setting. Very romantic.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that he talks about? Preferential voting. Sexy. You want to talk to me about preferential voting when we are in bed together?
But he can, but see, because he's so passionate about preferential voting, it's like, it is sexy because it's like, you know, you're listening to what he's interested in.
Maybe, I don't know. To be honest, there was nothing sexy about elections or politics to me. You know that, you know, Jade, yeah. I just don't see anything sexy in it. But I kind of indulged a little and, you know, I might have dozed off a couple of times. But I get the gist on how we vote now in Australia.
Okay.
I know what boxes to tick.
So this next election, you're going to, like, go all out, yeah?
I'm going to go all out. I'm going to maybe tick every box.
I don't think there's ticking. I think there's numbers.
Maybe just shows I wasn't listening. Please, Lord, let there not be part two in bed tonight. I cannot do preferential voting again. You know, Jade, I think you should go both ways and I should probably hold him to it to a certain degree. Like maybe one night I will talk about Sophie Ellis-Bextor's discography at great length.
The difference between Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud.
Yes. That I can talk about. So the point is to be a good listener. Try to have an interest in what the other person is trying to say. Occasionally, every now and then, I proofread his essays. So it's one of those things I do for love. Because, you know, like I don't edit enough articles and pieces as it is. I would just edit a politics essay as well. So do something for the other person.
Do you get does he get all uppity when you edit something?
Oh, no. You see, here's the thing. I know my strengths.
Yeah.
And I know I don't know squat about politics.
Yeah.
So when I'm editing, I make sure I don't cut out paragraphs or chunks where he's going on about Georgia versus Russia.
Yeah.
You know, that might be important. I do grammatical checks.
Okay.
So there's very little stepping over the lines. And I think it's important. There's mutual respect for what we both do. You know, he respects my craft and I respect his passion and interest and all that. In a way, it's almost Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Okay.
Because I am Beyonce in so many ways.
Yeah.
I remember her saying once in an article, you know, I think he's the best at his game and he thinks I'm the best in my game. So I'm just like, you go, girl. That's how it works. So in a lot of ways, I like to
base. So we should have been taking Jay-Z and Beyonce relationship advice.
Absolutely. I'll just let you sit this one out. Okay, so cool. Whatever.
I will do.
The next tip that Jade talks about in, you know, working out things in your relationship is creating, this is a bit strange to me, Jade, creating a budget together so money doesn't become too stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Money is the root of all evil.
Yes, it is. It's the root of all relationship issues too.
So you and your partner, you're both living together. So I take it that monthly budgeting is something you both do together?
Oh, I wish we had the time to budget, but no, but it's like, you know, you've got to figure out who's paying what of what bill. Like we split our bills. You know, there's certain things that we'll each pay half of and then there's other things that, you know, I'll pay for one of our entertainment things and she'll pay for the other. So that kind of stuff. We when she first moved here, we didn't have, we were just living off my income. So, obviously, money's always been kind of a stretch. So it's been important to sort of.
To get that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I'm not living in with my boyfriend, you know. We're not up to that stage yet. So does it still matter how we, you know.
I think it does matter. I think there's still like, you know, money can still come into it. Money still can, you know, be an issue for people. You know, oh, what if he's making more than I am and all this kind of stuff. And yeah. Who pays for what? And, you know, what if he's paying more often than I am and all this kind of stuff?
There's a lot of psychology and there's yeah. lots of, I don't know, I think we step into traditional kind of breadwinner situations because being in a same-sex relationship, how do you negotiate that? Mm-hmm. You know, I think in heterosexual relationships, sometimes they tend to revert to the, oh, male breadwinner, I'm happy to just, you know, do my part here, but he is, the pressure's mainly on him, the man, to be the breadwinner. I have lots of friends whose fathers are stay-at-home dads and mum goes out and work. You know, sometimes it works out like that. Mm-hmm. But I think there's just so much more we need to negotiate as, you know, same-sex couples, because how do you assume some things? You don't assume.
Yeah.
You know, everything's up in the air. It's different for every couple. Mm-hmm. So talking about it and planning together, you know, is probably a very good thing.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll have more about Jade's relationship advice. You're listening to Different Strokes here. We are halfway through Jade's relationship advice, how to make it work with you and your partner, which sounds like a really good kind of tagline for her talk show. Coming soon to networks.
Are you going to write the intro theme? That would be really
I will
good.
Write the intro theme. I will sing the intro theme, but you might want some viewers, so maybe not. We can always get Sophie Ellis Baxter. It won't involve the word dance.
Or maybe she could sing the word dance and then I wouldn't actually have to dance.
You're crazy. Tip number three with Jade's relationship advice. Do stuff that's fun. Do something you both enjoy. Very obvious. Always take time out, I guess, to, you know, rekindle that moment.
The footy.
The footy for both of you. Is that what you both bond on? Football?
Mm-hmm.
See, me and my boyfriend, we're quite different people, okay? He doesn't mind the football. I don't do football at all.
It's a very different strokes relationship.
It's a very different strokes relationship. Exactly right. So, I don't know. We like to spend quiet time together on the weekend, you know, very cliche as it may be, but, you know, watching a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we're not talking about preferential voting, which very interestingly enough, we had an SMS from Alex before saying, so who are you giving your preferences to at the next erection? Slightly dirty.
Yes, slightly.
Not to Kevin Rudd, that's for sure. Step number four in Jade's relationship advice, not allowing jealousy to stop you from having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
I think I'm incredibly, incredibly jealous. Incredibly jealous. I get jealous, you know, if my girlfriend even talks to another, like another person.
Yeah. Well, she and I have lots of chats. Is that going to be a problem?
No, not you. I don't know. It's weird. Like if she talks about someone a lot, then I'm like, what's going on here?
Oh.
Why are you talking about them all the time?
Well, do you get threatened if it's like another lesbian that she's talking about in that way, or is it just another person?
It can just be another person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've been jealous of straight dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
That she's just having a perfectly normal friendship with.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe she thinks they're a bit funny.
I know that I'm being irrational.
You are.
Yeah.
In a way, you are.
Yeah. I know I'm being completely irrational, and at least, you know, that's something. But I think, you know, we're getting better at that, though. Like, I think, you know, initially, obviously because we were separated for a long period of time, it was always difficult during that period, like, you know, when we were separated to hear, to, you know, to talk to each other about, you know, spending time with other people because we couldn't see each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, you know, the longer that we've been living together here, the easier it's become and the more, you know, we've both been able to go, okay, well, I need time to do something without you.
Can you have that? I'm not in a very clingy relationship, but I find it weird because I know of situations where as soon as people get in relationships, they stop seeing their friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't make time to hang out with their girls anymore or their boys anymore.
I think that's very common, though. That's just the start of it. I think eventually you become
bored. Not bored.
Not bored. It's just that you're more secure in that relationship. And
that you can hang out.
Yeah. And it's like, I think if you want something that's sustainable and is something that's ongoing, then you have to be okay with, you know, having social time and having a life outside of that one person.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I mean, I know what I have to do. I'm not in that situation, but I'm thinking anyway. I'm thinking because If my friends are listening, they might actually think, gee, Dave, we haven't seen much of you since, you know, you and your boyfriend got together.
You bunkered down.
Yeah. Like I was telling you, you know, I don't party as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Facade's wearing out. I'm really nesting on a Saturday night watching DVDs. You're
finding
DVDs.
It difficult to be different strokes?
I don't know. I'm not turning into you, but I think that it's mellowed me down a bit. And Sometimes I do miss going out, having a good dance with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to make time for your mates.
Yeah.
You know, and be okay with it. Both of you have to be okay with it.
Yeah.
That's the Jade tip. On that note, we're going to move on to Jade Sarve, the shoe swap now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with an SMS here, actually. Where does this SMS start? It starts here.
Mm-hmm.
So, dealing with difficult people, says Rob.
He says, oh my God, yes, please. Would that help me at work? I am a cop on night shift and I don't knock off until 9 a.m. So far, my night has been full of difficult people.
Something tells me the David Lim style of dealing with difficult people might not be condoned by police.
Maybe you might want to go for the hiding under the desk style.
So, what have you learnt from my skills of dealing with difficult people?
Well, see, the thing about you, Dave, is when something is difficult, and we've been in situations where there's been a difficult situation and we've both been there, and I kind of like go into internal mode where I'm like all having some sort of emotional reaction to everything and just holding it all in. Whereas you kind of, you have this thing like, okay, well, I'm going to deal with it.
Mm.
And you're like, you do it, but without being confrontational. But your tips were actually like, okay, so you say the most important thing is to wait it out and to like not instantly defend yourself
or retaliate
and just to sort of let yourself cool down,
which is very unlike what you expect from me. I mean, if you have this idea of me being the kind of in your face kind of flamboyant queen, then you know, my first point of reaction might not, you know, might not be to calm down, wait it out and react later. But that's actually what I do, you know, when there's some drama, when there's some sort of, you know what it's like. Sometimes you're at a club or something and things get out of hand. I didn't mean to pour my drinks on you, so on and so forth. And it escalates to some other drama. And, you know, retaliation in that sense is not a very good idea. So there's a couple of tips there.
Don't respond. So when someone is negative or has a sort of a difficult attitude, the first reaction is to react, right? So you want to, but if you do that, you're actually giving them exactly what they want. So
exactly.
So it's like, you know, stop letting the negative get in and just sit back and don't respond. This one, I have no idea how you can deal with this, Dave. Be in their shoes.
This is what I tell myself, you know, when I'm trying to deal with someone who's actually offended me or someone's actually given me a hard time, I try to go, okay, I hate you so much right now. That was a really bitchy thing to say. How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
Then I get worked up. You know, I get worked up and I go, how dare you say this to me? You have no idea what I have been through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of think, well, I don't know where they have been through. What they have been through, you know, maybe they've just had a terrible night.
And you're a professional shoe swapper, so of course you want to swap shoes. And you like, so if you actually spend your time and swap shoes, you'll get an understanding and a new perspective on the situation, and it'll help you sort of rationalize and calm down.
Mm. I mean, it's about seeing it from their point of view, and that way you're not as quick to judge them or lash out at them. I find that has helped me so many times. And actually, at the end of the day, if I have done the steps in that way, as in don't retaliate just yet, think of it from their point of view, most of the time, step four actually doesn't involve any retaliation at all. Because I've just gone, you know what? I can let this one slide. Brother can turn a cheek this once. Can turn a cheek.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.